The Doyle administration has been negotiating long-term gaming compacts with Wisconsin tribes in order to raise money to help patch the state budget deficit. The tentative deal with the Forest County Potawatomi would provide the state with more than $70 million in additional payments just over the next 2 years and a projected $340 million over 10 years. Potawatomi Attorney General Jeff Crawford is confident more customers would come to the tribe's large casino in Milwaukee and smaller casino in northern Wisconsin. Crawford says the Potawatomi will now be able to offer the full range of games found in Illinois, plus an additional attraction.
Elbow room, because those are riverboat casinos and they are limited in essence for their size. And although we only have 7.5 acres, the ability to go up should give us elbow room.
Crawford says the Milwaukee casino is likely to add on vertically. He also says the tribes will need to hire nearly 1,000 more workers over the next 2 years to staff the casinos and other economic development projects the tribe is discussing. The amended compact with the state would block any new casinos within a 50-mile radius of Milwaukee, including a proposal by the Menominee tribe to open a casino at the Kenosha Greyhound Racing Track. The amended compact would not affect the Ho-Chunk tribe's desire to expand its gaming facility in Madison, or a proposal by the Bad River and St. Croix bands to open a casino in Beloit. Crawford says if legislative Republicans are unhappy with the gaming expansion, they should propose other ways to deal with the state budget deficit.
Where are they going to come up with the $250 million in cuts? Are they going to come up with $250 million in tax increases?
Governor Doyle is expected to veto a Republican bill that gives legislators more say-so over gaming compacts. And the Doyle administration continues to negotiate new deals with more tribes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.